Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
11735.
And what's your name?
Vera Blair.
You said her name was Vera?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And what's your last name, Ms. Vera?
Blair.
All right. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please, Ms. Blair?
It's 461 Fulton Street, apartment 40, Farmingdale, New York.
Thank you. That's what's going on, ma'am. I'm waiting on your account information to pull up. And once it does, then we can proceed. Or you can go ahead and tell me what this call is in regard to.
I already spoke to someone because I wanted to cancel.
You've been canceled. I see that, but it's not showing me the product yet.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what it is because you know how you go on Facebook and you do things. I was supposed to be getting something that only cost a couple of dollars, and it ended up being, I think, $561 or whatever it is.
When you called last time, they didn't tell you what it was for? They didn't tell you what that product was?
$67.32. I have no idea what all of this is.
That's your membership fee. I can go ahead and tell you that now.
She said that she sent something to my email address. There's nothing in my email address. She said something about a gift card that you can only use online towards a list of places. So I searched everything out like I was supposed to, and I can't find anything. I even called my bank because I wanted to try to stop payment. They said, but being that it's still pending, they can't do anything yet. I just want to cancel the whole thing. I didn't receive anything. And I honestly don't even know what it is. I just know that the name is True Discounted Gadget Company on here. And I just want to cancel it all out. And I don't see any reason why I shouldn't be able to.
Can you verify your address? You did. I got you. This was going on, ma'am. I'm explaining this to you real quick.
Okay.
Because now it's in the past because we're going to work on the funds. But it's due to that cookware. I don't know if they explained that to you, but you entered into a contest to receive the cookware appliances. And you also would have been in for a Makita, an iPhone, but it's a lot of different KitchenAid, the Dyson appliances that you entered in to win, Miss Blair, that came along with that, and it was a membership fee for that, which was $67.32. So let's work on that now. But if I could go in, I can get you 50% of that refunded to the account, Miss Blair.
If you can refund anything on it, I don't care. It's just because I don't know what it was. Like I said, I have not received anything. I seen people on there, and like my daughter told me, she said, you need to stop doing stuff like that on there because a lot of these things are bogus and they just take your money and don't give it back.
Well, I got you 50% of that
membership, so that's why I'm a little concerned because, like I said, I have not received anything. Mm-hmm. I remember doing something, but it was just to pay for something that was for a few dollars or whatever. A couple of people's comments were that they did it. And they got the thing, but it doesn't say anything about any memberships or anything. I didn't read anything about a membership.
Yes, ma'am. Once you got those products, that what makes you a member. But I was able to get that $31.86 refunded to the account, ma'am.
Okay.
And I got you canceled.
Am I getting anything in the mail for the $5 and something that I was supposed to be getting in the first place?
It was a sweepstakes entry. You entered into a sweepstakes.
And it says that you won, and then it gives you the option to whatever.
They'll inform you in your email, like, congratulations, Miss Blair. You are our weekly winner of if it was the Dyson or that mixer, because that KitchenAid is a mixer. Now, that cookware that you get, that may be a cookware set. Because you'll win that, but it is for a sweepstakes, and they will inform you in your email telling you that you've won, you've already been paid your shipping, so that'll just be letting you know what day that it'll be delivered.
I got a thank you that says your entry into the draw was successful. Please look out for any emails or notifications we send you. Your
right.
order ID number is 261044883.
All right. See, you were selected from a pool of
cookies. Anything about True Gadget, TrueDiscountedGadget.com. It says I saved this from that day.
It's that's what it's for though, ma'am. And see, you were selected from a pool of customers to win those prizes. So you did win, but you were selected to win those other prizes.
So in other words, it's kind of a false thing letting you think that you're getting a pot set or whatever it was, and then it's going to give you something else, but it also enrolls you into a membership that you know nothing about.
But if you read it, then you'll know about it.
That's what I said. I read everything on there. That's why I saved this part saying everything was went through, whatever, whatever. I don't remember seeing anything about a membership for $67.32 because I wouldn't have did it. I'm not working right now. I'm a senior citizen on Social Security disability. I wouldn't have agreed to $67.32 on a fixed income.
What if I could do this? We could use our customer courtesy code for certain customers. Or if I could get you fully refunded at $67.32, ma'am, and have it in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
That would be very much appreciated because, like I said, I'm out of work right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything is
sorry
going
to
up
hear
in
that.
My pocketbooks.
I know. I promise you. I know. I know. I
and
promise you. I know
that
how
I
it is.
Before you, she was very, very vague and kind of snippy on the phone. And I sat here and waited a half an hour to get someone again.
Wow. You got straight through when I picked up. But I'm glad that I got you in.
I waited a half an hour and got you.
Hold on 1 second.
And now this is going to cancel me completely out of the whole thing?
Yes, ma'am.
I really, really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
I'm sorry.
Ma'am?
No, I was saying, what is your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
It's Artarius. But you can call me Art.
Okay, Art.
And all right, man, we got that 67. Yeah, I know. I think it's long, so I just try to, you know, especially if they were writing it down. I thought you were writing it down. I didn't want you to have to write the whole thing.
That's okay. She did give me a cancellation code.
All right, and that's what you, the one you just read out to me?
KC021.
I'm going to send a different one. That one was for the shipping. I'm going to send this one for that membership fee.
I don't know what she was doing and what she was saying, but she just was very, very vague and told me, I'm sorry, but you can't cancel it. You can't get your $67.32 back. That's going to be charged, and that's all there is to that. And I'm like, wait, what?
And, I don't know, maybe that agent used their code, or maybe they didn't know, but I'm just glad that I was able to get it to go through mail, and I got you canceled out, which you'll see this information in your email, so hopefully it's water under the bridge for you now.
I appreciate that, but now as far as email, she said I was going to see an email that says that I got a... what do you call it? A gift card.
Yes, ma'am.
I've never received that either. She even read my email back to me. I check my emails daily, and I never saw no email from you guys. And it's like, I have no reason to know, because if I used it, you'd see that I used it.
All right, and the only thing that I can do is just, if you still want to try and get it, I don't know how it go with the cancellation being on the account, but I still would get that message to them. And I think that's what she did. Just let them know that you wanted to receive that voucher. But I'll let them know. And, you know, if they send it to you, then I'll, you know, go for what I know, Ms. Blair. But other than that, like, you will cancel it out and fully refund it.
Okay, so now the $5 and something, that's going to stay. Am I still going to receive what I paid for the $5 that they advertised?
With that, I won't be able to touch that. I wish I could, but that was for that. Like, just say if you have won, then they would have. Hold on 1 second.
Like you said, it said that I won. That's why I'm thinking that I was getting something. But it's okay. If I don't, if everything cancels out and I'm refunded all of my money, I don't care.
All right.
I know I won't do it again.
I get that. So would you like that? So with that voucher, what if it be re-entering you into that subscription? Would you still want it?
Without entering me into a subscription?
All right, just say once you get that voucher, it'll gain you that access to all those products again where you'll pay shipping. So I wouldn't want you to be right back in re-enrolling into something that you want to be canceled and refunded from.
Just leave it. Just refund everything, and I'll just leave it at that.
All right, Ms. Berry. Yeah, that's why I was like, I wouldn't want you to be re-entering by getting these products and repeat the process.
Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. But we were able to get you fully refunded, ma'am.
Oh, I really, really appreciate that, Art. And I really appreciate your patience and your understanding. And tell your boss that I said so, whoever he is or she is, because the other lady that I spoke to, she really made me like, I was sitting here with tears almost saying, and I said to her before I hang up, I said, are you really taking advantage of seniors and taking their money like that? And you're not, oh, well, we can't refund your money back. I'm like, are you serious?
She probably wanted to. I'm not going to say that she didn't want to.
Right.
I ain't going to say that, but
she probably didn't know what she could do, in other words.
Right. I'll say that, but I'm glad that I got you, and I'm glad that I was able to get you taken care of, ma'am.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Thank you.
I closed my bank, and my bank said they couldn't do anything about it until it actually went through, because it's showing pending status on my account right now.
I get that. Well, I'm glad that I got you.
Through. It's just pending showing for me, but she said that they couldn't do nothing because it went through already.
And it did, and I'm glad that you did go ahead and call us before you called them. You don't have to change out your card or anything like that. So you are fully canceled. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to send this information to your email. You could check it, and you can see that you were refunded the $574 and that $63 charge.
$67.32.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, Ms. Vera.
You too. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a blessed one also. Thank you, Ms. Blair. Good day, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right.